Title: Noise Gating Reverb Tales Rhythmically Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass ambience. Indeed, NB, reverb is straight up dangerous. It makes things feel huge, but it also loves to smear transients, blur your hats, and step on the groove. So the goal isn't useless reverb. The goal is controlled reverb. Reverb that moves in time. Reverb that behaves like part of the drum rhythm, instead of fog on top of it. Today we're building a reusable return track in Ableton that rhythmically gates the reverb tail. Think tight roller ambience, jungle-style chopped room splashes, and that gated snare halo that feels big, but still hits you in the chest. We'll do it with stock devices, and we'll take it into advanced territory. Ghost triggers for syncopation, frequency-conscious split band gating to protect the sub and arrangement moves so the reverb becomes something you can actually play across your track. Let's build it. First, create a return track. On Mac, that's Command, Option, T. On Windows, Control, Alt, T. Name it RVB Gate, because you're going to reuse this all the time. Now load devices in this order. First, EQ8. Then Hybrid Reverb, or the Classic Reverb if you prefer. Then Gate. Then another EQ8 at the end. That order matters. The first EQ controls what even enters the reverb, so you're not reverberating mud. The gate is after the reverb, so it chops the tail, not the dry hit. And the final EQ is cleanup, because reverbs can generate rumble and harsh splash even if your original sound was clean. Now let's dial the reverb in a DNB-friendly way. Because this is a return track, set the reverb mix to 100% wet. For the algorithm, plate or room is usually money for snares because it gives presence and bite. Hall can work, but only if you're controlling it hard with the gate, otherwise it turns into everything is far away. Set your decay somewhere like 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. And yes, that sounds long for drum and bass, but remember, we're going to gate it rhythmically, so you can afford a long decay to get a lush tone, while the gate decides how long you actually hear it. Pre-delay is a secret weapon here. Try 10 to 30 milliseconds. In heavy DNB, 15 to 25 milliseconds is a sweet spot a lot of the time. Pre-delay lets the snare crack happen first, then the reverb blooms after, so you keep punch while still sounding big. Size: somewhere around 40 to 80% depending on the vibe. Then darken it a bit. Set damping or high cut roughly in the 7K to 12K range. Darker is usually better for heavy, dark DNB because bright reverb turns into hiss and harshness really fast at 174 BPM. If you're using Ableton's classic reverb, set quality to high. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 25 milliseconds, high cut 8K to 11K, and low cut somewhere around 150 to 300 HE. Cool. Now pre-EQ, the first EQ8, high pass it, dart around 180 to 300 HE. And don't be shy with the slope if you need it, 24 dB per octave is totally fine. You're basically saying, space lives above the sub. In DNB, the low end is sacred. Reverb down there doesn't feel like vibe, it feels like your mix got weaker. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 HC by maybe 2 to 5 dB. If it's splashy, do a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12K. This step is bigger than people think, because it makes the gate behave musically. If you feed the reverb a bunch of low mid junk, the gate chops that junk and you hear it is pumping. If you feed it a cleaner signal, the gate chops in a way that reads as rhythm. Now the rhythmic magic, the gate. Put your attention on one big idea. We're gating the reverb tail, not the snare. So the gate is sitting on the return after the reverb. Open the gate sidechain section. Turn sidechain on. For audio from, start by choosing your snare track. We'll upgrade to ghost triggers in a minute, but this is the simplest way to hear it working immediately. Now set some starter values. Attack. Super fast. 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Fast attack equals punchy, and it helps the gate catch the transient cleanly. Hold. Think of hold as your minimum open time. Dart around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Hold is a groove control. If your reverb feels like it's stuttering too hard, increase hold a bit. If it feels too lazy, reduce it. Release. This is your tail length, but in rhythmic terms. Dart somewhere like 80 to 220 milliseconds. At 170 to 175 BPM, here's a quick feel guide. If you want tight chops for rollers, aim for hold around 20 to 40 milliseconds and release around 80 to 130. If you want more breathing space, hold 40 to 80 and release 150 to 240. Threshold: adjust until the gate opens reliably on the snare hits. Don't overthink the number. Watch the gain reduction and listen. Your goal is consistent openings. Now floor or range depending on what Ableton shows you. This is a huge pro setting. If you set it to minus infinity, it's hard gating, totally silent between openings. That can be sick for aggressive, obvious rhythmic chopping. But if you want it to feel more natural, like it's ducking instead of muting, set for somewhere like minus 10 to minus 24 dB. That leaves a quiet bed of reverb so your space feels continuous, but still locked to the groove. If your gate has look ahead, around 1 millisecond can help it catch the transient more cleanly. Don't overdo it, because timing is everything at 174 BPM. Tiny delays change the pocket. Now go back to your snare channel and send it to RVB gate. Start around minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send. You should hear the reverb bloom on the snare and then get cut in time. It's like PSHH with a tight edge, instead of a long smear. Now we take it from cleanup to rhythmic design. Ghost triggers. Create a new MIDI track and name it Gate Trig. Load a drum rack with a super short clicky sample, or use operator and make a tiny noise tick. The sound doesn't matter because we're not trying to hear it in the mix. We're using it to control the gate. Program a rhythm that matches your groove. Classic roller move, offbeat eighth notes so the reverb opens in those pockets. Or go jungle style and put extra triggers around the snare, like little anticipations and responses. Here's the key concept. The snare doesn't have to be the thing that opens the reverb. Your groove can open it. That's how you get that rolling, syncopated space even when the snare isn't hitting. Now route the gate sidechain input to this trigger track. In the gate on the return, set audio from to gate trig, and choose post effects so any processing on the trigger affects what the gate sees. Then silence the trigger track. Set its output to sends only, or pull the fader down. Just make sure the sidechain still gets signal. Ableton will still feed the sidechain even if the track isn't audible, as long as you're routing correctly. Advanced coach tip. Stabilize that trigger so every tick opens the gate the same. If the trigger is inconsistent, your gate openings will be inconsistent and it'll sound messy. Two quick fixes. 1. Put a limiter on the gate trig track and set the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, so every tick is identical. Or 2. If you insist on triggering from the snare, duplicate the snare to a hidden SC snare track and compress it hard, but only for the sidechain feed. That way the gate sees a stable signal even if your snare velocities change. Another big coach move, filter the detector, not just the reverb. In the gate sidechain section, use the sidechain EQ if it's available. Emphasize the transient band, often around 2 to 6 kHz, so the gate reacts to the crack and click, not the low mid bloom. That makes the rhythm tighter and more reliable. And one more. If your break has swing, your ghost trigger should swing too. Drop the same groove onto the gate trig clip from the groove pool. That way the reverb steps with the pocket instead of sounding like a quantized effect pasted on top. Now let's protect the low end with a split band approach, because this is where a lot of people lose the punch. On the RVB gate return, group your devices into an audio effect rack. Create two chains, low and mid slash high. On the LOW chain, use EQ8 to low pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Then set the gate to be gentler. Raise the floor, like minus 18 dB, and shorten the release, maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds. The point is to avoid low frequency pumping and rumble. Low reverb should be subtle and controlled. On the MID slash high chain, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and gate more aggressively. Floor at minus infinity, if you want hard chops, and release maybe 120 to 240 milliseconds. This is where the character lives. The crisp chop tail, the sense of air, the groove movement. Balance the chain volumes until it feels huge but stable. You want the sub and kick to feel like they're not even aware the reverb exists. Now let's make it aggressive in a pro way. Try distorting the reverb, not the snare. Add saturator or overdrive before the gate on the return. That order matters. You want to generate harmonics and texture, then chop it rhythmically. The result is gritty air that doesn't ruin your snare transient. If you want menace, add resonators after the reverb. Tune subtly to the key, then gate it, or use corpus very subtly after the reverb for a tuned halo. The idea is you're turning the space into a musical layer, not just ambience. You can also add drum bus before the gate on the return with just a touch of drive and a little transient boost. That gives the reverb something edgy for the gate to grab, which makes the chop feel more percussive. And for classic jungle-ish grit, add redux before the gate. Downsample lightly, don't destroy it, then low pass after the gate so the fizz stays controlled. Now, arrangement. This is where it stops being a trick and becomes a production tool. In the build-up, automate your snare send to RVB gate up a few dB to create hype. At the drop, pull it down by 3 to 8 dB and suddenly everything hits harder, without changing your drums at all. Automate gate release at the end of phrases. For example, sit around 120 milliseconds during the groove, then at the last bar of an 8-bar phrase, push it up to 260 milliseconds, so the reverb spills into the fill. You can also do open tail throws without touching the reverb at all. Automate the gate bypass for just the last snare of a phrase, or briefly lower the threshold so it stays open longer. It's dramatic, clean, and it sounds intentional. If you want variation, duplicate the return. Make RVB gate a tight and punchy, and RVB gate be longer and darker. Then use different ghost trigger patterns to create A and B groove changes, or keep one return and simply swap trigger clips by section. Verse pattern, build pattern, drop pattern. The space arranges itself. Quick sanity checks and common mistakes before we wrap. Make sure you're not gating the dry snare by accident. Gate goes after the reverb on the return, unless you specifically want a gated snare effect. If the mix loses punch, your reverb probably has too much low mid. High pass harder, like 200 to 350 Hz, and consider dipping that 250 to 450 range. If it feels rhythmically blurry, your release is not matched to tempo. Think in musical feels. Short like a 16th-ish pulse, medium like an 8th-ish pulse, long between 8th and quarter depending on the vibe. If the chopped reverb feels late, check pre-delay and loop ahead. Reduce pre-delay slightly or use a tiny bit of loop ahead, then recheck against your hats. Tiny timing changes are huge at 174. And don't forget, clip gain into the reverb matters as much as gate settings. A hotter send creates denser early reflections, which can make gating feel more percussive. Try pushing the send up, then lowering the return volume to compensate. Now a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Load a DNB drum loop at 174 BPM. Build your RVB gate return, EQ8, hybrid reverb, gate, EQ8. Program a ghost trigger pattern that's offbeat 8th notes for one bar. Then in bar 2, add a couple extra 16th triggers before the snares. This audio version is shortened for playback.